And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
What other names for him?
You mean like Satan?
Uh-huh.
Lucifer?
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
What? Say that again now.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
The devil?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear him called the dragon or the boogerman?
Oh, the boogerman.
Is that the
same? Boogerman down here wouldn't be considered the devil, though.
What
the boogerman is just a monster of some kind, you know?
What do people think they see around the graveyard at night to frighten them?
A vision?
Or just around the graveyard? Or
wait, now say that again.
What
do
people
you think?
Think that they see around the graveyard at night?
Ghosts?
Okay. And a house that people are scared to go in.
Haunted house?
Do you ever hear any stories about haunted houses being around here?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they?
In New Orleans, they had one. They were showing on television last week. That was the second in a series of haunted houses in New Orleans. And then down here, the people used to talk about the Fifolets. Anybody ever tell you about the Fifolets?
What's that?
Well, that was supposed to be death warnings that the older people, now my mother still believes in this.
They call this the
Fifolets. And I mean, a lot of people still believe in it. And it was like what they call omens or death warnings, like furniture would move or, now this happened to my mother before somebody died. I can't recall who it was. They had candlesticks on the mantelpiece, you know, and the candlesticks would get up and move and float around. And when my daddy was working in Thibodeau at the water plant, he had doors that would open up there. And the next day, the man that was his co-worker that would come on the next shift had died. And then a nun that taught me in high school said that she had gotten all packed. She didn't even have any trip planned and everything, but she don't know why she had her clothes packed. And she received word that her parents died, her mother died. And just different things like that. You know, a lot of the old people can tell you about Fifolets down here, you know, and death warnings. It wasn't just the screech owls. It was other things that would happen. Chairs would rock and stuff like that. They'd hear noises.
Hello?
Yes.
What did y'all have a
celebration? No, because they took off and went fishing. She brought him some biscuits at work.
How was the confirmation?
Fine. It went along real good. It was brief. No, my sister-in-law, the one that called me from home a while ago, knows how nervous I am when I get in closed places, you know. And usually when I go to church, I have to sit way to the back because I can get so high on oxygen, I'll hyperventilate, boy, and get all shook up, you know, when I have people all around me. So she wanted to know how I made out, and I told her, fine. She was worried because I don't know if I could make it.
How many people were confirmed last night?
I don't know. I guess about 80.
Gosh.
I imagine close to 80 kids were confirmed last night.
They're confirmed when they're 14?
In the eighth grade catechism.
I didn't
have any
idea there would be
that many. Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, predominantly Catholic down here anyway, you know. And that's small compared to the way it is in Thibodeau, in the big church at St. Joseph.
Do they have a cathedral in Thibodeau?
It's not a cathedral, but it is a beautiful church. It's worth looking at. Mm-hmm. That altar is spectacular. And that dome on the top is beautiful.
The nearest cathedral would be the one in Grand.
St. Louis Cathedral, yeah.
That's the one in the quarter?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
But St. Joseph has a beautiful church. It's on the boulevard right there in Thibodeau.